The Drive with Rob and Roz. Weekdays, 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
It's Monday mailbag time. And today, we're talking about copycats.
Yes, and before we get into the email, we got a message from Iago, which actually is so apt because Iago actually said the correct or the elongated form of the quote that I said, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. Iago says the full quote is, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery that mediocrity can pay to greatness. And that takes us into the email from George.
George's email says, hi Rob and Roz, a friend of mine recently took up cycling to ride with me. Then he went out and bought the exact same bike, also the same shoes, helmet, kit, and sunglasses. Now we look like a pair of losers.
I near.
Is it lame of me to be irritated with him? Love the show, George.
Ouch. Near George, this is your Mikey.
Okay, but let me just simplify the question then. If you get something that's lacquer, if you get a new pair of sunglasses, if you do a haircut, if you buy a new pair of shoes, if you buy yourself a really pretty dress,
yeah,
like a really little summertime thing, and one of your besties sees you in it, and then they go out and buy the exact same thing because I thought yours looked lacquer. Are you like, oh, look at me, I'm an influencer, this is great, people respect my opinion? Or are you like, nee man, gaan kry jou eie style?
Nee, ek dink ek sou gevlei voel. I would definitely feel flattered as long as we don't wear the dress to the same function on the same day.
Yeah.
I remember when I was in primary school, there was this girl called Tanya who used to have the coolest clothes. And then I would ask her where she got them from and ask my mom to go and buy me the same thing. And she actually got irritated with me at the age of 12. She was like, you can't have everything that I have.
Copycat, so copycat. Roz,
exactly.
It's a copycat.
So I feel like George is pulling a Tanya here.
You see, putting aside George's problem, because I don't get what George's problem is. If everyone has the same bike and looks the same, then I'm assuming you're in a team and I don't care. Because I don't cycle, so I don't pay attention to this stuff. I'm just going to assume you oaks are a squad there and you're a squad deep in your uniforms and that's fine. But I get it. If somebody's chomped your flavor, yeah. Am I just supposed to be like, oh no, it's fine, everyone is cool.
Trevor Stierius boodskappe, ja. George, how old are you? And then he's like, yeah, 12 years old. You see, Ross, you see.
Franz says if they ride behind each other, people think it's one guy going mur fast. No, seriously, copycats. If you've got a friend, for example, who's always copying what you're doing the same thing as you, buying the same stuff, are we getting irritated or are we getting flattered?
The WhatsApps that have been coming through.
I've already said I don't mind about the cycling because I'm assuming you're in a team. That's why you're dressed like twinsies.
In work, it's just fietsry, net. It is eintlik 'n baie 'n redelike duur ding om te begin. Wanneer jy nou die fiets en die helmet en die alles het, then so sê nou Rob, jy is 'n seasoned cyclist and I'm just getting into it. Maybe ek vang tips by jou van hoe jou fiets werk en hoe lekker jy ry daarmee. So then I'm going to go and look at what you've got because I'm going to make an investment in
it. I get that. And Dane made the point on the WhatsApp line as well. Dane Martin, thank you for the message. Also saying like, if it's something technical, if somebody's spent enough money and they've done all the legwork for you, don't make the same mistakes. Go and get the good stuff that you know it's the good stuff and you can carry on with your day. But Dane also makes the point like, don't buy the same lounge suite as me.
Yes.
Then I must come into your house and it must feel like my lounge. Nia.
Or now you're moving into the same estate, same interior designer, same architect.
You see, this is the thing.
You know what? I don't mind if people copy me. I really don't. But just at least allow me 2 weeks. Just 2 weeks to just wear that top or, you know, enjoy that thing that I bought before you copy me.
Yeah.
At least just 2 weeks.
Just give me some time.
Yeah.
Don't spoil me early.
Derek doesn't want time for anything. It's extremely irritating. Be you. We don't need more of me. One is enough.
Robin Ross, goeiemiddag. Can I please request that everyone that was on leave, please go back on leave?
Matty has had enough of the traffic this afternoon. Wat sê Manette?
Nee, Ross, jy's te nice. As it comes by kleren, style, Alkeen moet sy eie identiteit en jou eie style hê.
Jy het nou net gesê.
Jy kan ideas kry, maar om goed exactly te copycat, I think it's ridiculous.
Dennis says, it depends on how long they've been friends. If it's recent friends, then it might be like that thriller single white female, and George might want to check what else his friend might be doing exactly the same. Oh. If it's old friends, it might seem normal.
Tamlin says, I don't mind if someone copies me, but it depends on the thing. Like, don't copy a wedding ring I've designed myself. You know what I mean? And this is the thing. If it's something that you're going to wear for a long time, not something easy like a t-shirt, like a pair of sunglasses. You got prescription now, my emily south at Dunkras Ack. Yeah. So, what do you think? 0848500942. Copycats. Are we saying yay? Are we saying nay? Are you feeling like flattery? Or are you thinking your friend needs to go get their own personality?
Shirley say, copy me. Compliment taken. We've had some brilliant messages in, but the one we got from Liesel meant we had to call her. Liesel in Springs, hoe gaan het vanmiddag?
Ras goed en jy?
Dankie.
Gaan goed met ons, Liesel. Hoe voel jy as iemand jou heel tyd wil copy?
Ja, ek hoorde het. Want ek was 'n oversharer. Ek het altyd alles met almal gedeel en altyd vir almal my idees wys tot een familielid my idee gesteel het.
Wat het gebeur?
Wel, ek het hierdie stunning idee vir my matriek afskeidrok gehad en ek het dit met my niggie gedeel en so was haar troue toe voor my matriek afskeid en dit was my idee vir haar rok.
Voor jou matriek afskeid het sy getrou met 'n rok wat sy by jou gekopie het. Never that.
Sy nie dis sy het ek nie daai rok toe vir my matriek afskeid gedoen
nie. Yeah. No, jy het iets something else there. Jy het hom al, ek verstaan. En baie mense sê jy weet as dit iets tegnies is soos 'n fiets of iets, gee mense nie om nie. Maar as dit by fashion kom en by jou persoonlike goed, jou persoonlikheid wys, jy weet, it's annoying if someone's just doing the same thing.
It is annoying. That is when dit was ek, dit is my persoonlikheid, dit het ek al gehad het en iemand het dit by my weggevat.
How did you react when she walked down the aisle? Did you sit there with a stern face?
I would have worn it better.
Jou rok is mooi. Ek is bly ek kon jou inspireer. Lekker troue hou.
Ja, ek het eintlik daai een gebruik, daai lyn.
Het jy vir jou matriek afskeid 'n beter rok gehad?
Voilà, so I think I did.
Yes.
I moet wel
outshine. Upgrade. Upgrade you, babes.
Definitely.
Liesel, dankie vir die oproep. Lekker middag vir jou, hoor.
Dankie, julle.
Dankie. Liesel in Springs this afternoon.
Yeah, the fact that the wedding happened before her matric dance, see now then I would get angry. Because jy het my gekopie, maar nou is jou event voor myne. So as ek my rokkie selfde hou, dan lyk het asof ek vir jou gekopie het. Nonsense,
I'm just questioning a little. If you're picking a wedding dress based on your little cousin's matric dance dress. I'm just saying.
Waar is die style in die story?
I'm just saying.
Is the style, the personal style in the room with us?
Liesel,
clearly
the
not.
Style icon coming through.